Hello everyone, today we're going to be having a topic about how to read the room, and I am going to be joined by my lovely guest. She will introduce herself.
Hi everybody, my name is Letabo Khoza and I'm your registered wellness counselor.
Aha, there you have it, we have a registered counselor. We are going in now. So basically the topic today is about how to read the room, because often there are people in the workplace, like some people are intimidated by others and unsure on how to approach conversation with their fellow colleagues. What's your take on that?
Well, obviously people would be intimidated, because especially when you don't know the other person. And in the workplace, it's a jungle, isn't it? It's a jungle where people are competing, working together, but also it's where intellect is tested.
Okay. Right?
So there's obviously a lot of intimidation there. And you're almost always worried about what you're saying and how you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. There are some people... Well, how can I phrase this? Let me phrase this a better way. Like, how to be considerate of other people's, like, mental health, but remain true to yourself in the workplace. Like, some people are social, right? And we make a variety of jokes, and, like, we still need to be considerate. We're in a workspace, and, like I said, be mindful of other people. So, can you give me your take on the people who are socially comfortable versus the people who are socially awkward?
So you mentioned how to be considerate to other people and still stay true to yourself.
Yes.
You need to engage, right? So for you to be considerate, you need to be alert of what you need to be considerate about.
Okay.
So if you engage with a person and you interact with them, you get to know people, and you get to know that certain things you can talk about, certain things you can't talk about with this person, and therefore you can be considerate. However, staying true to yourself means that you need to be genuine. You need to be genuine to yourself, and you need to be kind at all times. So if you feel like staying true to yourself and being mean, that... Then yourself is not worth staying true to. You know what I mean? So, yeah, being genuine always helps.
Okay. And now, when you find yourself in a situation where you have the class clowns, right? Like the people who like making jokes in the office space. Because obviously some people are like always quiet, and it's not like it's a bad thing or anything like that, but you still find your people who still function making jokes. When a joke is made in a distasteful manner, how does one handle the reaction to the joke in a constructive or positive way? Because keep in mind, we're adults, we're working, so sometimes not every joke will be like scripted for a corporate environment. Mm-hmm. Right? And how would one then, if you receive the joke and you find the joke being distasteful, how do you then handle it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it would be lovely if all jokes were scripted to the environment. Because if we're at work, we wouldn't be wanting distasteful jokes and so forth. But if a situation like that happens, and it's most likely to happen because we're human beings, right?
Correct.
So when something like that happens, and if it personally affects you, it's always good to let the other person know in a very kind and respectful manner, to say, hey Mandla, you know what, I don't like that joke that you mentioned about hey, for instance. It really just tickles me the wrong way.
Okay.
And hopefully Mandla will take note of that. But often they tend to joke on the fact that it tickles you in the wrong way.
Yes.
And then at that point, you just need to keep emphasizing. And this is what I usually tell my clients, that boundaries are very important in the workplace.
True.
If you laugh it off, and then your boundaries become weak, and then people will tend to make uncomfortable or distasteful jokes around you.
Okay, because I actually wanted to find out, like, how do you approach someone when they have mistakenly, like, made the situation to make it a bit awkward, and how to let somebody know that they made you feel uncomfortable. Some people are uncomfortable by the thought of having to conversate with somebody and saying, hey dude, what you said actually made me feel uncomfortable. How would you recommend one goes about it without being in that awkward and uncomfortable situation?
I get what you're saying. A lot of people don't like being confrontational.
Yes.
So thank God for WhatsApp, you know. Thank goodness for emails. So depending on the kind of person you are, you need to confront the other person in a manner or in a platform that is good for you and suitable for you. I always tell my clients that if you can't tell a person something, just let them a note.
Okay, I'll try
send
that.
Send them a WhatsApp message and say, hey, the other day this and this, I didn't like it. And if you've got the ability to just walk up to them and tell them, great. I mean, that's good too.
Thumbs up to you.
Yeah, but use a platform that is suitable for you and that you can. But at the end of the day, you need to face that and actually go ahead and confront.
Okay, I'm gonna try one of those techniques.
Yeah.
Another take that I want to know is how to have an authentic but appropriate relationship with your bosses or supervisors while maintaining a work appropriate social conduct without being like a teacher's pet, you know, like it being genuine. Some people are really terrified by their bosses, and not that the bosses has done anything to be nasty towards them, but just authority. Just that people get socially awkward and be like, oh my gosh, that's the boss, look down.
I mean, it all depends on the boss also, right?
Okay.
And it's important for the boss to still maintain that I am the boss and you need to sort of respect me for you to do the work, right? But as a person that is not the boss in the relationship, being genuine, again. You know, if you go there and you're fake about it and you just want to suck up and do that, they usually see through that.
Teacher's pet.
Yeah, they usually see through the teacher's pet. They usually see through the sucking up and everything. So if you're just yourself and you're genuine and you're very inquisitive, you ask about how his day is. You ask about how things are going in the company. You show up through your work. You do your work. You finish your work. That should ideally give you a very normal and genuine relationship. Unless if also the boss is maybe not very
approachable,
then that's the boss's fault.
Okay.
It's not yours.
Okay. Okay, so as a boss or supervisor, how do you then get involved in the social aspects of work without being overbearing or intimidating to your employees? I feel like that one deserves like a drum roll. on my take on that, because you still need to maintain the respect, because some people, like you said, the boundaries, some people won't understand that at the end of the day, this person is still your boss. It doesn't have to be like, be that bold, like in your eyes, that this person is your boss. However, how does a boss then get themselves involved in these social conversation with the employees while still maintaining the respect? Because like you just said, right now it's also the boss's responsibility to respond in a right manner, and I'm not saying that you have to be this way, but you still have to be genuine to yourself, genuine to your role, you still playing a leadership role, and still be able to have conversations, be social, be a person people can come to and have light conversation with, have like coffee conversations, not always work conversations, because some people feel like when they're talking to their bosses, it only has to be about work and impressing him. Oh my gosh, did you see my stats? Yeah, last month I did. Oh, yo, this costs this much. I know it can get a bit annoying to be only having such conversations like, hello, I'm still a human being, I can still have like, and like, oh my gosh, I like that shoe, or nice outfit.
I like what you said. One of the words that I highlighted there was boss, leadership, and human being.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're a boss, obviously people are going to come to you with work conversations, and they're going to come with you with that thing, or you're the boss, right?
Okay.
And when you're a leader, there's a lot of human aspects in you.
Oh.
So it's easier to approach a human than a boss. It's easier to approach someone that is leading. And when you lead, it means you're doing. Leadership has sort of like a verb in it. It's a doing, it's an action word. So you lead and then they follow, right? And when you're following, you need to have a conversation or two. You can't take that long walk without conversation. So as a boss, it's very important to have the human aspect.
To become a leader.
Yes, to become a leader and have the interactions. And you being a human in that, you also need to come down to their level and ask how their day is. What's happening? What are you guys? Be interested. Engage. Ask your employees, what are you guys doing later on Friday? I'm not saying go and hang with them on Friday, but just be interested in their human aspect and not just their worker bee aspect.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Well, there you have it. So I would say what people should take from this is, as a boss, see yourself as a leader more than a boss. At the end of the day, we're still humans. And I believe working for the same company, the goal is obviously to reach great numbers. And obviously, as the employee, you want to come to a workspace or work environment that is happy and positive. You don't always have to be, you know, hip and happening. However, like an environment that's good where you can have a conversation with anyone from any level, whether it be your colleague, management, all the way to the owner of the company. So yes, just by wrapping that up, just maybe try. It starts with a simple hello. It starts by introducing yourself. And you don't always have to be having like a strict conversation about like work. You can have a touch of yourself, obviously nothing inappropriate. But yeah, there you have it, guys. And Letabo, thank you so much for joining us.
You're absolutely welcome.
Yes, thank you.